the Lord attended to Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. So Sarah conceived and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the very time God had promised. And Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore to him. When his son Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him, as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Then Sarah said, God has made me laugh, and everyone who hears of this will laugh with me. She added, who would have told Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age. So the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham held a great feast on the day Isaac was weaned. But Sarah saw that the son whom Hagar the Egyptian had borne to Abraham was mocking her son. And she said to Abraham, expel the slave woman and her son, for the slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance with my son Isaac. Now this matter distressed Abraham greatly, because it concerned his son Ishmael. But God said to Abraham, do not be distressed about the boy and your maidservant. Listen to everything that Sarah tells you, for through Isaac your offspring will be reckoned. But I will also make a nation of the slave woman's son, because he is your offspring. Early in the morning Abraham got up, took bread and a skin of water, put them on Hagar's shoulders, and sent her away with the boy. She left and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she left the boy under one of the bushes. Then she went off and sat down nearby, about a bow shot away. For she said, I cannot bear to watch the boy die. And as she sat nearby, she lifted up her voice and wept. Then God heard the voice of the boy, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven. What is wrong, Hagar? Do not be afraid, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he lies. Get up, lift up the boy, and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a